15 more criminal charges for former President Trump. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. In his fourth indictment, this one in Georgia, and like the third one, it's related to 2020.
The defendants engaged in a criminal racketeering enterprise to overturn Georgia's presidential election results.
Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis said defendants, plural. There are 18 Trump associates also facing numerous charges,
including violation of oath by a public officer and filing false documents. All of the defendants have been charged with violating Georgia's racketeering law, which carries a maximum prison sentence of 20 years. In addition to Mr. Trump, the indicted defendants include his former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and some of his former attorneys, including Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell.
Fox's Jonathan Sarri outside the courthouse. The former president posted on Truth Social early this morning the witch hunt continues, calling the DA out of control and corrupt, and they waited to indict till the middle of the presidential campaign, and many Republicans support him.
I'm pissed.
Senator Ted Cruz tells Fox's Hannity,
this is disgraceful, it is wrong, and it is an abuse of power by angry Democrats.
The Democratic leaders of the House and Senate, Akeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer, put out a statement, no one is above the law, and this fourth Trump indictment portrays a repeated pattern of criminal activity. Now the wildfire disaster in Hawaii.
Whoever got out there alive is the lucky ones. Like I said, 30 seconds, it wasn't even minutes, you know, you just had to go.
Eton Krupnik is among the many whose house burned down in Lahaina, where it's up to 99 people confirmed dead. Only three have been identified so far. As cadaver dogs search the ashes and ruins, more than 1,000 people remain unaccounted for. There's a new report from the UN today warning about ISIS. While it no longer has Islamic State territory in Iraq and Syria, the terror group still has 5,000 to 7,000 members and is still recruiting. America's listening to Fox News.
Starting August 22nd, the U.S. dollar may have new competition from a new global supercurrency backed by Russia and China. And if the dollar plummets, your retirement could follow. Hi, Stephen K. Bannon. I recommend a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get a free info kit on gold by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. I encourage you to act before August 22nd. Text SHELTER to 989898 to get your free information kit on gold now.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
We mentioned the worry about ISIS still operating and recruiting overseas. A 17-year-old in Pennsylvania is a terror suspect, accused of communicating with an Al-Qaeda-affiliated group.
This individual was also sending and receiving media containing terrorist propaganda and guidance on committing criminal acts, including how to construct a bomb.
FBI Philadelphia Special Agent in Charge Jacqueline McGuire says the unnamed teen had access to a significant number of firearms, had purchased items commonly used to make improvised explosive devices, and appeared to be taking steps to travel overseas to join or support terrorist activity. Now he's facing multiple charges, including weapons of mass destruction, criminal conspiracy, and arson. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
A disaster in Russia. A fire broke out at a car repair shop in the Dagestan region, then spread to a gas station, which exploded. At least 35 people were killed, and of the 115 others injured, 11 are in grave condition. Russia inflicted more death and destruction on Ukraine, killing at least three people in new missile attacks.
This large-scale aerial assault focused on parts of Ukraine far from the front lines. The western region of Lviv and Volyn to the northwest were attacked, causing dozens of casualties, 100 houses among the buildings damaged. The mayor of Lviv says many missiles were shot down, but admits some did find their targets. He's posted a video standing at a crater in front of a multi-story building which has all its windows blasted out. What appears to be playground debris is scattered around. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Texas is taking Planned Parenthood to court. A federal judge today will consider the state's lawsuit aimed at getting the abortion provider to pay back millions of dollars in Medicaid reimbursements. Later this hour, we'll get a gauge of consumer spending, which is key to the economy. Retail sales last month. Ahead of that on Wall Street, Dow futures are down almost 300 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Joe Miller. A new law bans firearms advertising that target kids, militant groups, and others. The governor signing the Firearm Industry Responsibility Act. Illinois is now the 8th state with legislation eliminating legal protections for gun manufacturers or distributors. Move came just a day after the Supreme Court of the state upheld the state's assault weapons ban. One person dead after a small plane crashing outside Verdon over the weekend. The Coupon County Sheriff's Office and other emergency crews responded to the crash Saturday. The pilot, the only person on board the single-engine plane, the NTSB now investigating the cause. Illinois is now the first state to make sure child social media influencers are appropriately compensated for their work. Bill that goes into effect July of next year. Some parents are profiting off their children's social media status and cutting the kids out of their own earnings. Illinois is the first to specifically mention social media. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, good Tuesday morning. It is the 15th of August. We're back in school for the most part at Unit 4 anyway. I think Urbana probably the same kind of thing. And here we go. The Fighting Illini get to play football 2 weeks from Saturday. We're all kind of gearing up for all of that.
Our campus media town busy with move-in day.
Oh, boy.
All week.
You'll have to drone me because I'm not going to campus right now. There's just no chance.
That's right.
Weather brought to you by Carl.
Carl reminds you, you can make sure your kids' physical and back-to-school and sports physicals are done at a convenient location near you. Visit Carl.org for details.
Well, low 60s this morning. It's a fake because coming up, Greg Solier, our meteorologist, has got like a 100-and-some heat index indices here coming up next week or something. Is this right?
That is correct. Yeah, we've seen everything this summertime season, from a pattern shift from, you know, the spring that had timely rains. We got in the fields generally okay, a few delays here and there. Then we completely turned the rain off and went into a largely dry spell, but didn't have anything really tough on the heat department. We got the rains to come on back. Temp stayed in check. Humidity came back up. So this is the next, I guess, in the series of servings for summertime around here. And thank goodness it'll be mid to late August versus mid-July. Easily the weather guide could be penciling in triple-digit actual high air temperatures, but we won't. But it'll feel that way and then some, and probably the advanced maps and charts would think that a warm beginning to September, a warm football Saturday evening expected come the 2nd of September as well, although I think the worst of the heat will be at least temporarily waning. Not real hot out there this morning, obviously. A bit of a north wind. The cloud cover beginning to break in some areas north of Champaign County. Coming off some big rains to our north over the past couple of days. 62 at Willard and Savoy later on this afternoon, up to about 75. The average high this time of the year, about 83. The skies turn partly sunny. North breeze clear. Cooler tonight. We'll be down in the 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine near 80. Another fast moving cold front in here late tomorrow night into early on Thursday. May warrants a quick shower, especially Thursday morning. The high up to 82 in a gusty southwest to west wind. We'll be in the 50s Friday morning, 78 the high. That's okay. 86 on Saturday. That's the way it ought to be for the time of year, with temperatures in the 50s to start there. Then comes the heat. Probably a good 7 to 10 day spell of that for openers. 93 Sunday, 94 Monday, up around 95, 96 degrees next Tuesday and Wednesday. For CBD Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Okay, thank you, Greg. So I wore a light jacket here this morning, kind of like a basketball warm-up. Brother Johnny's jumped in. He's in town. Good to have Johnny here.
Got my brand new Fighting Illini sweatshirt on.
Looks nice. Good on you, too.
It probably won't be much longer.
Yeah, right. You take it off, and then presumably we get to fall. But this, I thought last couple of weeks were going to be the hottest. Uh-huh. Now this will be probably the hottest. And we'll get through it, and we'll play football here in a couple of weeks. Okay, so the big news was Donald Trump gets his fourth indictment last night in Atlanta.
The indictment alleges that rather than abide by Georgia's legal process for election challenges, the defendants engaged in a criminal racketeering enterprise to overturn Georgia's presidential election result.
Here you've got a DA who's trying to raise their profile, who is, this is nothing more than a witch hunt here.
I did speak exclusively with the former president last night. President Trump told me, quote, this politically inspired indictment, which could have been brought close to 3 years ago, was tailored for placement right smack in the middle of my political campaign, where I am leading all Republicans. Late last night, Trump was indicted along with 18 others, including his one-time personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, attorneys John Eastman, Sidney Powell, and former Trump White House Chief of Staff, Mark Meadows. Now, these charges come after a years-long criminal investigation investigation led by Georgia state prosecutors over his alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election in the state.
Okay, so why do I feel so sad this morning? Is it the crumbling of our system before our very eyes? Is it the fact that Marion County, Kansas gets a 1,900-person population town ransacked because of journalism kerfuffle with the police because they were looking into the police and the sheriff's background and they took all their computers? Is Donald Trump right when he says they're not coming after me, they're coming after you? It just, it feels like the whole thing's falling apart because, you know, you're seeing all this thing. And here's the DA in Atlanta getting a full makeover and having a fundraiser 3 days ago. It just isn't fair from the standpoint of Lady Justice being blind when you could probably get anybody, Stacey Abrams, Hillary Clinton, anybody on racketeering because you didn't believe the election returns. So when is it a crime to question the election and when isn't it? How are you going to draw that line? It is very troubling to me, and it's not just because it's Donald Trump. This is not what we want to do with our justice system. You don't want to have to go to, you know, a red state to get a fair trial or a blue state to get a fair trial. It should not be that way. And it feels that way.
Well, I think that we've been seeing this for 6 or 7 years as far as these outrageous moves in every direction. I mean, I go back to a guy beating the women's record. Not only he wins, he's decided he wants to be a woman. Then he's allowed in the locker room. And the girls have to suffer that humiliation or uncomfortableness, and they can't say anything, or they could lose their scholarship or even be expelled. This is what's happening. Now, I throw that out there. It's not on the subject. Yes, it is. The people who came up with that's fair, this is okay, are running the country. So, obviously, they're like, we've got to stop Trump somewhere. Well, let's charge him criminally. What for? And they're coming up with it. What they're accusing him of, we've seen on the other side, probably more so, but at least, let's just call it tied. They're not even talking about it. They did anything wrong ever.
Yeah.
And it's a real problem because they're using every institution we have that we entrusted them with. It's abuse because they're going after people who have other opinions in a free country where we're supposed to try to come up with the best answer.
But I
guess shutting them up and trying to put them in jail.
From the standpoint of terminology, this is the opposition, right? You hear this in other countries where Trump's the opposition. You have to stop the opposition, and so it is a phenomenal thing that's going on because now he's been indicted 4 times. How are you possibly going to campaign when you're doing court?
Well, if he has to go to court, he isn't. But on the other hand, he gets a lot of press. And I just got to believe people see that this isn't fair. I mean, just think about Ukraine. Joe shook down their Ukraine. And they impeached Trump for doing it, which he didn't do it. And so it's the same old, same old. I'm not paying any attention to it. At this point, it's on us. We see what they're doing. If you can't see what's happening, then I don't think you can fix it. You have to understand the problem before you can do anything about it. And if you can look at what's going on here, and like you say, let's not even talk about Donald Trump. We've seen across the political spectrum all kinds of things, and they're definitely, it's an uneven playing field. Most Americans don't like that.
I worry about the way we look in front of the world and our reputation and all of that in front of our world leaders.
Well, it's also our stabilizing effect has been compromised. So there's more, let's just say, volatility possible, like the war in Ukraine. I think that's a direct result of America being a little less of an intimidating threat to do something about it or a deterrent to do something.
Well, Donald Trump's numbers go up every time something like this goes on. Now, the question is it enough to get him in as president? And as I understand, you know, this racketeering in Florida is a state charge, which is more complicated. A president can't be pardoned from a state charge. A governor can, but not that's not pardonable from a president.
Well, they're pulling out every... thing in the
well,
book,
and they're but, trying to get everybody to flip. They charge 19 people. They're trying to get somebody to say, okay, here's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So. Well, they're going to have it appealed, and I don't think the Supreme Court's going to allow them to stop somebody from running.
My understanding is pretty hard to get a state racketeering charge dismissed. They were going to let them present their evidence and go through the process, but you're talking about Fulton County. DeKalb County down there. I mean, you're going to lose. You're going to get convicted in something in Washington, D.C., where 95% vote Biden. It's just a remarkable thing that you can think that this isn't going to be fair, but how can that happen in America?
Well, it hasn't been fair. We'll see what happens.
All right, more on this coming up. It is a quarter after sports headlines.
Well, the Cardinals win. The final was 7-5. There's a 6:45 start here on ESPN 93.5 this evening. Let's get your Redbird recap.
All right, Cardinals win. The Oakland A's are not very good, and they walked 9 batters for the Cardinals. That's helpful.
Okay.
9 batters.
Dakota Hudson to the mound as we hear the action here on ESPN 93.5. And over across the hallway at Stevie J Broadcasting, we'll have the Chicago Cubs in action against crosstown rivals, the Chicago White Sox. Kyle Hendricks to the mound. That's a 7:05 start over on US 105.9.
I finally have the recap.
Okay.
Stand by.
The Cardinals collect a come-from-behind victory, defeating the A's 7-5 last night at Busch Stadium. The Cardinals lead 3-2 in the seventh, thanks in large part to a Paul Goldschmidt 2-run home run. The A's then put up 3 runs in the top of the seventh to take a short-lived lead as the Cardinals answer in a big way in the bottom of the seventh, collecting 4 runs to take the 7-5 lead. Miles Michaelis starts the game allowing 4 runs and 6 in the third innings, but 2 of those runs were inherited runners that were allowed to score when Giovanni Gallegos came on to pitch in relief of Michaelis. Neither Michaelis or Gallegos factor into the decision. Gallegos is charged with a blown save and does not get the win because the official scorer considered his outing brief and ineffective. Jojo Romero records the final 4 outs and is credited with the win. Game 2 of the series is tonight at Busch Stadium. Dakota Hudson is on the mound looking to add to his 3-0 record. Game time is 6:45. We'll be on the air at 5:50. For the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network, I'm Matt Pauley.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
The Women's World Cup is trending with Spain over Sweden 2-1, Australia and England in the second semifinal due to come up. We've also got the preseason poll for football. Georgia, Michigan, Ohio State, Alabama, LSU in the top 5.
Well, we have 5 of the top 10. We have Washington in there, so the Big Ten's going to be when we get Washington, Oregon, USC, UCLA.
And USC.
If you do the math, we're 43. We got a few votes.
Well,
so we're in 43.
I didn't know Washington was coming into the...
Yeah, Washington, Oregon. That's new last week.
Yeah.
Washington, Oregon. So now we got 18.
You got to be kidding me.
Weather brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
And they remind you some great programs coming up this fall. If you want to learn more, just visit urbanaparks.org.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Van Ames Saturday. Going forward for the rest of the week, pretty quiet and eventful spell of weather. Next weather system on the maps and charts for late tomorrow night into Thursday will generate some gusty winds and perhaps a couple of showers around Thursday morning. After that, that fast-moving weather system departs and a pattern shift heralds the arrival of another big hot high. This one likely to be centered right over the Midwest, the Corn Belt, and East Central Illinois over the course of the weekend or so. Back into the weekend and much of next week and probably beyond, frequent high temperatures up well past the 90-degree mark. Not today, though, becoming partly sunny this afternoon. North wind in 75. Clear, more comfortable tonight. Cooler, 56. Tomorrow, sunny and 79 to 80 in the afternoon. We'll bottom out tomorrow night to 57. And for the day on Thursday, maybe a quick shower chance early to mid-morning. Partly sunny, breezy and 82. 78 and sun-filled on Friday. 86 Saturday. 93 Sunday. Mid-90s next Monday and Tuesday. For Stevie G Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
BC Bank, leading the way to your financial wellness. No matter where your financial journey begins, Pathways banking options at BC are designed with your goals in mind. BC Bank, building strong financial futures, one family, one street, one city at a time. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Global stocks are under pressure with concerns about the impact of China's economic slump. China's central bank lowered interest rates today. Reports just released in China indicate spending growth by consumers and businesses slowed, and growth in factory output remains disappointing. Home Depot's earnings are better than expected, though it's seeing some softness in demand for big ticket items. Spending on smaller home improvement projects is holding up. Also, Home Depot is buying back $15 billion worth of its stock. Shares of D.R. Horton, NVR, and Lennar are all higher after Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway disclosed in a government filing that it purchased more than $800 million worth of the home builder's shares in the spring quarter. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
I'm Dana Perino, co-host of The Five and co-anchor of America's Newsroom. Join me for my brand new podcast, Perino on Politics. Listeners of Everything Will Be Okay will gravitate toward this podcast too. Every Monday, I'm going to talk to people I trust in politics as they tell me what they're seeing and thinking in the 2024 election cycle. As they prep me to cover the upcoming election, make sure you subscribe to this series on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts and leave a rating and review.
This podcast will debut Monday, August 21st.
Trying to sell your home, you want to get it sold. And you also want to get the right price. Well, you might go with someone who has done this for a minute, and that'd be the Nate Evans Group.
And they're very invested in the community. I know the Muhammad Music Festival is coming up towards the end of the month here. Chris Jansen on stage. Nate Evans and the Nate Evans Group with eXp Realty can get you that immediate cash offer on your home. There's flexible fees. You sell your home for the most money possible. And you can check out the secret list of homes if you're looking for the perfect property, that coming soon program that you can't get access to anywhere else. A friend you can trust, you call and talk about your timeline and visit with the only agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. It's Nate Evans at 217-239-7113, or it's a simple online search to Nate Evans Group to start packing.
Sell your home.
What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs. Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is a company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
When we put family first, we create moments that last a lifetime. We pass memories down through generations. But we can all declare, I remember when.
Far side, right. Pat Bryant, touchdown. Isaiah Williams turns upfield, 45, 40, trouble, he's sacked. Seth Coleman.
It's your turn to create these memories. Illinois football season tickets are on sale now for as low as $99 at FightingIllini.com.
This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company is looking for drivers with their CDL and great driving record to join their team. What a terrific company, invested in so many charities in our community and giving their staff opportunities for growth, health and dental insurance, paid time off for vacations, holidays, and family leave. This is the type of environment you've been looking for, drivers. Of course, Pepsi is an equal opportunity employer as they search for a good representative of the company to help with deliveries. Learn more online at PepsiColaCU.com.
Tabman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tabmanstowing.com.
All right, so I'm going to talk more about the Donald Trump indictment. We'll do that here in just a few moments. You heard a little of the Brett Bielema because I couldn't push the right button. So Brett Bielema talking about his offensive line. And, you know, when he starts saying, Brett Bielema's been around 15 years as a head coach, very successful, won 3 Rose Bowl championships. With Wisconsin, and took, you know, Arkansas to 3 bowls in 5 years. So he knows how to coach. He knows how to do this. But How about this O-line? Can I start thinking Rose Bowl here?
They feel like good football players, right? We're going to take one game at a time. We're concentrating on camp, and we'll get ready for Toledo, and all of our focus is on that. I think anytime you try to jump to the end of the line, not only as a team but within a position group, we have two players in Julian Pearl and Isaiah Adams, who in my coaching career are literally two of the better guys I've ever had at that position.
Two of the better guys he's ever had at that position. Nice. Wisconsin generally has some pretty big horses up there. So that is very curious. What about this Aaron Henry? Remember, the defensive coordinator for the Fighting Illini took the job at Purdue. He's the head man at Purdue, and so there you go. We got to go against him. But how's Aaron Henry taking over that job?
I've been super impressed with Aaron since he got here. And I knew him as a player. I knew him as a young coach. But, 3 years ago when we started this thing up, I can't say at that time, I'm like, okay, this is my next coordinator. But as this last year unfolded, I knew Walt, that 2 years ago he had a couple opportunities. This year, there were some opportunities that came for him as a head coach he didn't get, and I was preparing for that moment. I had no idea, obviously, that Purdue was going to happen as late as it did. But the part that I knew as soon as that happened was this was the guy. And since he's taken over, just been super impressed. His work ethic, his demeanor, his communication skills. A lot of times you can know a lot of things, but you can't communicate it. Aaron's got an uncanny way to communicate, not just with our players, but I've been very impressed how he handles his staff. Him and Antonio played together, so unique there. Him and J-Mo played together. Him and Andy Boo have known each other. Charlie Bowen, new to the mix. I think Aaron would be the first to tell you how that defensive staff has bonded together and coached. And
we were really good defensively last year now, and I think, there's a lot of optimism, particularly on our front seven. And it could it be that the Fighting Illini have a front seven that's comparable to anybody else?
Right.
I mean, we're talking some NFL players on that front seven. So anyway, it's something to be optimistic about.
Well, the pass rush is probably your key weapon. If you can slow that quarterback, any other quarterback down with the passing game, yeah, that's a big deal.
Yeah, and we got the law firm there calling.
Yep,
Keith
and
Randall.
In fact, the Chuck Bednarik award watch list, they made that yesterday. So our defensive line looking strong with Johnny Newton and Keith Randall.
Those are the two leaders, but this kid named Gabe Akis, and he's number 17. And he, to me, I'm old enough to remember the Simeon Rice days when Lou Tepper said you can't chart him because he's everywhere. You don't know, he's that kind of athlete. He's like 6'5 and flies around, that kind of guy. 260 pounds that goes through people. Very quick, So I mean, it's reason to be optimistic. Again, game one is Toledo. Let's just win that one. And
10,000 new season tickets being sold. So
10,000 new season tickets being sold.
Right.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Well, that crowd helps.
Yeah. Yes, it does.
Okay, so we got some more on the indictment here. Stand by. If you want to chime in, you're welcome. I don't think this is fair, and I don't think there's equal justice under the law. I think it's blatant. It feels like we've weaponized some areas of our government, which is really bad, because if you flip the tables, you wouldn't like it either if you're on the other side. You just want to be fair. So anyway, 217-359-2255, you have thoughts on the fourth Trump indictment. How can you possibly run for president when you have four? And then, of course, they got to get to him now because you can't wait. You have to have a trial now. You're talking to
him. Well, first of all, they can delay these things. And I got to tell you, I don't think Trump needs a campaign anyway. This is really just, okay, what do we all think of this? And it's on us. And if you're going to say, well, he's definitely got to go with all these accusations, then that's where it'll go. And if not, like you say, it's unfair. Which I think it's just outrageous, by the way. That's my opinion. I've never seen anything quite like this.
Well, they could have charged him 3 years ago, right? They could have done this 3 years ago.
Well, they were doing it in every way possible 3 years ago.
But
they were
trying
doing
to,
everything.
But time it for the campaign.
So right.
But that's not a good strategy. No. What I'm telling you is that is not going to work with Trump. If it was Vivek, who's not very well known, and he didn't have time to go to Iowa, Trump doesn't need to go.
No, that's
we
true.
All know. Trump. Yeah, do you want him to be president or not? And that's I do because of how he did the first time. And the other thing, Steve, if let's just say Mickey Mouse was running. If I look at what they're doing and who's doing it to Donald Trump or Mickey, I would say Mickey's your man.
Yeah.
Just by who's working there. Yeah. whole life's work to stop him.
Isn't there a little martyrdom going on here? I mean, aren't they making Donald Trump a martyr?
Well, I mean, it depends on how you look at things, but I think so. Yeah. I mean, people in America do like the idea of fairness and opportunity for everything. A lot of our issues are, it's not fair for this group, or it's not fair for that. But we do like fairness, and we're not, this is pretty obviously unfair.
We'll be right back with more. Stand by.
Fox News, OCJ Pappas state charges, including racketeering and conspiracy, filed against former President Donald Trump by the Fulton County District Attorney. Texas Senator Ted Cruz on Fox's Hannity moments before the official indictment dropped.
I'm pissed. I'm pissed.
Hillary Clinton telling MSNBC she felt great profound sadness about the possibility of another Trump indictment. New Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew pushes back.
She's one of the corrupt, bad people who are destroying our republic. How dare she say that after she destroyed over 30,000 emails that she had with some important information on there.
The Republican last hour on Fox Business, 99 now, confirmed dead in Hawaii. 1 week after the deadliest wildfire in modern U.S. history. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Joe Miller. No new nuclear reactor is going to be built in Illinois, not after the governor vetoed a bill that would have lifted a 1980 moratorium on the construction of new reactors. That might not be the end of the measure, though. The law passed in May with 3/5 majority in both chambers, meaning an override veto still possible. Illinois gun sellers taking their argument to the Supreme Court after last week's statewide assault weapons ban was upheld. Law Weapons in Naperville hosting a rally and fundraiser for their efforts. The owner says he stands to lose 85% of his business after the move by the Illinois Supreme Court. Champaign County Crime Stoppers asking the public for help in tracking down a bike rider who they say was responsible for the theft. Police said the theft happened in the area of Neal Street and Columbia Avenue July 9th. They didn't provide details about what was stolen or how it happened, but did provide a description and photos of that suspect. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Our weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems. You want to call Greg Wolf and you can get a free cost, no cost assessment, is what he tried to say.
There we go.
So you can get it for free to find out if he can save you money. Mm-hmm. Watts Copy Systems, where service is more than a promise.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Free Central Illinois, Champaign, Havana, vicinity, and the weather system that brought meaningful and substantial rains to the northern Corn Belt and the Great Lakes areas of the Corn Belt, largely bypassing our neck of the woods to the north and south. Still auguring some gusty winds and some cloud cover over parts of the Midwest here, but we'll get breaks and some brighter skies as the day wears on. Next fast-moving system due in here late tomorrow night, Thursday, with a quick shower mention and another realignment to the upper pattern. This time, it brings that hot ridge of high pressure right overhead. Thank goodness it's mid to late August as opposed to July, but still temperature readings expected to be well past the 90 degree mark beginning on Sunday. Becoming partly sunny for the day today up to 75 with a north wind 8 to 16 miles per, a bit gusty. Tonight mostly clear, cooler, and diminishing northwest to west wind, low down to 56. Tomorrow sunny, the high near 80 in the afternoon as winds come around southwest to south. Partly sunny on Thursday, maybe a shower chance in the morning up to 82, 78 in Sunfield for the day on Friday, 80 Saturday, low 90s on Sunday. For Stevie J Podcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soltier.
All right, again, you can text us. We're happy to take your text at 217-359-2255. We talk Donald Trump and the fourth indictment, the ramifications of it. What's it mean to us here in Champaign-Urbana?
217 texter, if they did that 3 years ago, the right would have been saying they didn't have time to investigate that.
And then if they do it 3 years later during the campaign, the right will say that's not fair. I mean, when you can bring up the same charges on 100 other people, it doesn't seem right. It's not going to happen to the Bidens. It didn't happen to Hillary. Not going to happen to Stacey Abrams, who still doesn't think she lost. Isn't that a crime to question the election like that?
No, that's one of my point is. It's obviously not fair, and they're definitely one-sided and ignoring the same exact problems, if you want to call them that, on the other side in favor of winning an election.
You know, the latest on the Joe Biden calling into the business meetings and just, you know, saying hi and talking about the weather. His attorney said, well, he's showing his father's love.
Yep.
His father's love was to just kind of help his son, say, hey, son, how you doing? Wouldn't any dad do that? And then I heard Jonathan Turley, who's a legal expert for Fox say, hey, if my son's shaking down for millions, I'd call in. I'd say, hey, way to go. You know, good job.
We have Jake texting in. And his point is, the problem is the average American is not tuned into what's going on. They believe Trump is guilty of all this, and they know nothing of what is happening with the Biden family because it isn't covert the same. Only those who are really tuned in are the Trump supporters and have a small understanding of what is happening.
Well, going back to Johnny, it's on us. At this point, it's on us. If we're not going to be aware and understand what's going on, and I referenced this 10 times since yesterday, a little town in Kansas gets raided at their little newspaper shop that nobody reads and has all their computers and phones taken because they're questioning where the sheriff came from and what his background was. So what the heck is that? Well, I mean, so it's emblematic of what's happening. So we better be aware.
I think that there's a little more awareness than that. I think that people are tied up with it and they're not spending hours in front of the television. But I think there's a point at which you're like, you hear nothing but Trump, and then you see one thing. When I talk to people who disagree with about 80% of what I think, they still just say, well, they all do. It's all the same. There's both sides. And they do see, even in passing, one side seems to be just getting piled on by the people who happen to get into power. And that doesn't seem like that's very likely. I think that there's some kind of at least subconscious understanding is this isn't right.
No, it doesn't feel right. And I think it's a precedent setting deal. I mean, I don't want the Republicans to take over and start, you know, going after Democrats like that. I don't want that. And Republicans, I don't think, would quite do the same. Is that not right?
They might, but they wouldn't be as blatant about it. They have some sort of feeling of, well, no one's going to buy this.
Yeah, right.
And the Democrats have lost that. They'll say anything and going back to the guy,
yeah,
going in the girls' locker room, who just beat all the girls because he's the guy, and they can't say anything about him undressing. Diane, I'd have been thrown in jail doing that.
I know that.
Arrested. Right. And now we're wrong for saying, how could you question that? And this girl said she didn't like it. Get her off the team.
Yeah, take her scholarship,
That's the logic we're dealing with here. This is the overt, crazy, radical, they'll do anything. And I don't think the Republicans would do that. They got some kind of, conscience or whatever.
I just wonder, though, again, we've been doing this thing for 250 years. Is it the founding fathers had some brilliance, there's no doubt, but did they count on the absolute greed and deceit and rot?
I think so. That's why they tried to spread the power. This hasn't changed. The difference you're seeing, that what I think the difference is, that openly saying, if you don't think a guy can have a baby, there's something wrong with you. Mm-hmm. That's what's different. You used to get caught doing something and you'd hang your head and say, darn it, got caught, sorry.
No.
And I quit. Well, but now it's like double down and no, I didn't do anything wrong. In fact, you did it wrong.
Yeah. I wonder if there's anything now that can be approached or said that would shock us.
No, nothing. Not me.
No. Because, you know, with all the things regarding and surrounding the sound of freedom and this, you know, child sex labor and sex trade and all these things going on.
It's terrible.
It's horrible.
And we could do more about it with our technology.
Why aren't we?
I don't know.
Why aren't we doing that? Why aren't we, you know, stopping drugs from coming across the border? Why aren't we?
Another example of this kind of openly just sticking to the story is that Russian collusion thing, which the Democrats were actually involved in.
Yeah.
They 2 years they spent hammering Trump, told us all the Trumps are going to jail.
Yeah.
They didn't do anything. And yet, even today, that's not really a story. Move on. Look what Trump did now. And it's like, how many times do you accuse a guy and he didn't do it? Are you going to believe the people accusing him?
Why so much after him? Why?
Because he's wrecking the playhouse. This isn't the plan. He's not a made man. He is an outsider. And people are worried about what he's going to do, their overall game plan, which I'm not sure what that is.
The institution is threatened.
I guess whatever that is.
Whatever that is. And I said in 2015, I don't like the club-like feel of Republicans and Democrats in the same suits at the same country club kind of getting along because they all got the power. I don't like that. And so they gave us Trump.
Well, we have a big movement with some very powerful people and very smart people that would like to have a more of a centralized global effect so that more of the 7 billion people could have more. That's the theory, which sounds great. Trump, that's not going to work. We're more of the United States of America, we're exceptional. We've led the way. You can't keep doing that. You got to spread the wealth. That's the battle. And Trump's kind of a threat to that.
Well, there's no doubt. He doesn't believe in that.
And so that's
they got to stop him.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you can see they've done a lot.
Wow.
I'll tell you what, Diane, this is where I got to tell you. How is Trump holding up? How many people could stand up before just collapsing into a fetal position?
Right.
Because
absolutely.
He's just being pummeled.
217 texter, you guys are conspiracy theorists.
Uh-oh.
Thank you for listening.
I don't know if there's when five states get together to indict a guy for some reason because he's running for president, are we the conspiracy theorists? I don't think that's a conspiracy. That's the news.
Yeah, it's a head shaker. If you want to text us, 217-359-2255, we appreciate your input. We really do. Mm-hmm. You're welcome to text in. It's just, again, when you start this, where does it all end? I mean, how far? I don't want to go down this path. I don't want to go after our political opponents and come up with some sort of a law that they broke. Because again, we all break the law every day in some fashion, and it's kind of a set of rules we agreed to follow. And when it feels like a society is kind of picking and choosing, I mean, Gumps is that the name of the place in San Francisco? It's been a department store for 166 years. He thinks this will be their last Christmas. They can't deal with the looting. They can't deal with all the things going on.
Well, and that's right.
And so you have traditions like that. San Francisco's a mess. Los Angeles is a mess. I mean, you're allowing all this. And what does Coach Mike Ditka, one of the famous quotes, you get what you tolerate?
Well, Steve, I got to tell you, and you're probably aware, but with just the text, we're conspiracy theorists, which could be insurgency, which could be hate speech. Yeah. We could easily be arrested for talking about this with what's going on. Now, we may not be having the perceived impact and hasn't gotten that far, maybe, but there's no question there are people that have suffered just for talking openly about what we're talking about, but being on the wrong, quote, wrong side of it.
Well, there's nobody else in this market talking about it. I promise you.
There's
nobody going to talk about this anymore because it's too sensitive.
Right.
You'll be a conspiracy theorist. I mean, what the heck? Remember the funny looking thing in Atlanta? Was it Fulton County in Atlanta that were dragging out these boxes after the watchers, the witnesses had gone home and presumably were counting votes after? And I looked at that and a fact check, that wasn't true. That has no, it's ludicrous. Well, where's the, based on what? You know, if you're looking at, 2,000 mules and Dinesh D'Souza, where these people are coming up, there's all these camera views, all these pictures of people dropping all these ballots, from their shirt, and they're pulling all these things. You're going, well, that didn't have an impact. Well, wait
now,
a minute.
Let me tell you about another conspiracy theory, and I'm not promoting this, but I wasn't watching Fox News or MSNBC, but I was watching the various channels, the voting results on election night. Somebody, somehow, or let me just put it this way. It so happened that at about 2 in the morning, 7 or 8 swing states stopped counting votes at the same time. That wasn't a bad report. That was just watching television. Well, we can't. They got a delay. They got a water pipe.
Yeah, water pipe broke.
There was something in Nevada. There was something in Wisconsin. Well, they're waiting for a big, quote, dump. And it's rational to think maybe they're just waiting to see how many votes they need. And so, that's not a wild idea. It's like, how could that happen?
Yeah, we need to have real-time video on all of the places that are counting votes.
Well, they can do a lot of the rules. Like, if you have same-day registration, and I guess under the concern that you don't have, in 4 years, there's no way you can get in to register. You got to do it the day of the election.
Right, right.
Then you don't even know how many votes are out because they could have had X number of people register. And how do you control anything like that? Now, Jimmy Carter said you can't do too many absentee mail-in ballots. You can't control it. That was a Jimmy Carter commission with James Baker in 2005. The biggest threat to voter integrity is the mail-ins.
217 texter Jim says the reality is the Democrats are turning America into a banana republic. 217 texter, it's called conspiracy with intent.
Okay.
7:45.
Who's the conspirator in that one?
I think the people that are probably doing the bad, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, maybe.
You have intent to
with
do,
the intent.
Yeah.
They are. It is a conspiracy to get what you want done.
If you think that you've got the Nazi, Adolf Hitler, as your president, won't you cheat because you have to save the world?
Yeah. No, there's a rationale there. Yeah, again, I'm going back to the girls who have to put up with a guy dressing with them, and that kind of rationale will get you anywhere.
It's a really far-out rationale.
I have to go to that reality for me to get back to square one as to why could this be happening.
How can this
well,
be?
Well, those people think like that.
Yeah. 7:46. That's a pretty big divide.
That's a big one.
It's a big divide. Okay, we've got 7:46, Dr. Todd. There's a little parvo going around with dogs.
So I heard about that.
We will tell you that's a bad little disease sickness thing.
Yeah.
We'll do that coming up in a moment. Quick check of our morning sports here. 217-359-2255. Text me. Here we go, Diane.
St. Louis Cardinals winners over the A's. 7-5 was the final. It's a 6:45 first pitch. Dakota Hudson on the mound here at ESPN 93.5. Chicago White Sox and the Cubs were both off yesterday to gear up for a game from Wrigley tonight. You'll hear the action over on US 105.9 with a 7:05 start. Always fun to hear the as watch the action with fellow fans wearing White Sox or Cubs gear at Pia 1609 West Springfield Avenue. The Chuck Badnarik Award watch list for the defensive line with Johnny Newton and Keith Randolph Jr., our law firm, getting on the list. We also had Johnny Newton on the Walter Camp Award watch list. We're gearing up for a great season ahead. September 2nd is when we'll get out of the gate against the Toledo Rockets with a 6:30 start. Women's World Cup action, Spain over Sweden, Australia and England in the second semifinal coming up. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Free Central Illinois, Champaign-Urbana vicinity, and the weather system that brought meaningful and substantial rains to the northern Corn Belt and the Great Lakes areas of the Corn Belt, largely bypassing our neck of the woods to the north and south. Still auguring some gusty winds and some cloud cover over parts of the Midwest here, but we'll get breaks and some brighter skies as the day wears on. Next fast-moving system due in here late tomorrow night, Thursday, with a quick shower mention and another realignment to the upper pattern. This time, it brings that hot ridge of high pressure right overhead. That good as it's mid to late August as opposed to July, but still temperature readings expected to be well past the 90 degree mark beginning on Sunday. Becoming partly sunny for the day today, up to 75 with a north wind 8 to 16 miles per a bit gusty. Tonight mostly clear, cooler, and diminishing northwest to west wind, low down to 56. Tomorrow sunny, the high near 80 in the afternoon as winds come around southwest to south. Partly sunny on Thursday, maybe a shower chance in the morning up to 82, 78 in Sunfield for the day on Friday, 80 Saturday, low 90s on Sunday. For Stevie J Podcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Wouldn't it be nice to visit a car dealership where you didn't feel like you were at an auction? Or didn't feel like you were being taken to the cleaners?
I'm going to make them an offer again with you.
Welcome to Sarah Champaign. At Sarah, they offer a one-price promise. Every vehicle at a fair price, no negotiation, only the best price. Sarah Champaign, Honda, BMW, GMC, Buick, and Subaru. S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Illini pizza fans at Jets Pizza, they know how to build the perfect pizza. Detroit style is one of them. Fresh made dough pressed into steel pans inspired by the Motor City. Topped with premium mozzarella, Mama Jet's secret sauce, fresh toppings, then baked to the thickest, crispiest, cheesy crunch. Jets is Detroit style pizza. Now build your perfect three topping large pizza for just $16.99. You pick your favorite three toppings and build the perfect Jets pizza. A large three topping pizza, just $16.99. Online code top three. Jets Pizza, better because it has to be.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control. There are steps you can take to help plan for a better financial future. Now is the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Diane Ducey here. With Nate Evans of eXp Realty, it's always a good time to sell your home.
Sell your home with Nate. Pick the price, pick the day. Go to the NateEvansGroup.com.
All right, every Tuesday we catch up with Dr. Todd Likens, Pet Pro, veterinarian, Madison, Kirby, and Champaign, where they have like 900 puppies right now. How are you, Todd?
Maybe more like 1,000, it feels like.
Yeah. 15 puppies at one time. The boofer has already spoken.
Yes.
He wanted to tell me about parvovirus. What is parvovirus and what's happening?
Well, first of all, parvovirus is a highly preventable disease. It's a virus, and we have a very strong traditional vaccine that works quite effectively. But you got to vaccinate your dog. If you're not vaccinated, your dog's at risk. And basically, there's limited spaces in hospitals. I don't even take these cases in because if you take it in, you've got to have an isolation area because it's contagious to other dogs. And if you're doing it at home, well, I don't think you're going to want to clean up all the bloody vomit, the bloody stools, and the nasty smells that go along with this disease. Basically, they lose the lining of their intestine. Mm. And so for getting a simple vaccine, this is the way to prevent it. Now, dogs that are at risk, young dogs, for sure. You should think twice about going to public areas with an under-vaccinated dog because they're the ones that die from it. Older dogs have a better chance of survival, but again, it's expensive, and you go to the dog park, and that's where you can pick it up. So Be sure your dog's well vaccinated, and you can feel safe if you've done that.
Yeah, that's I loved initially the dog park idea, but boy, for that reason, it makes you pause, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's the problem. It's like going to daycare. You know, they're going to pick up all the latest diseases and things if they go there. So if your pet's well vaccinated, you can be comfortable. If your pet is not well vaccinated, you shouldn't be there until they are. It's something I'm always riding that fence on a young dog. Socialization with other dogs is important, but if your dog, you got to know the other dogs well, not going to have a disease to give to your puppy. It's just something you got to be careful with.
Yep.
So in me, I'm the type that, with puppies on the ground that, they're too young to vaccinate, the only protection they got is from the mom, I'll be changing clothes even before I go in the house.
Well,
it's just too much risk that I could carry at home.
So if somebody has parvovirus with their dog and you don't want them in the office, what do they do?
Yeah, that's just it. You're very limited. I mean, I'll see them as outpatient, but we're immediately going into disinfectant mode. And then they do basically home care type things. Or they try to transfer to a place that's got an isolation unit. And from what I'm hearing, those places are hard to get into. They're full. And so it's just something, that's pricey, and not everybody can afford that.
And how long does it take for this to run its course?
Well, I generally find 3 to 5 days, they'll either be survive or be dead. It's one of those type things. And again, I just can't say enough. If your dog's not current on its vaccine for this one, this is what we consider a core vaccine. This is one you want to do.
Okay. Dr. Todd Likens, Pet Pro. Puppies are doing well?
Everybody's happy. Moms are happy. We got one of our moms is a toy hoarder. She Every time she gets out of the box, we have a stash of toys we've brought up, and she takes one back to the puppies. Even though they're not using them yet, she's just stocking up for when they need them.
That's so cute. All right, and again, you guys are 24-7 around the clock when you take care of these little babies, right?
Yeah, my shift starts at 1 in the morning, so that's why I missed my phone call last week.
Wow. And so what do you do at 1 in the morning?
Basically, I'm just supervising.
Okay.
You know, I'm just making sure the moms, when they're in the first week, you have to be real careful. The moms, when they have, say, 9 babies, it's real easy for them to land one. And they don't seem to know because the puppies are 2 weeks yet to get out from underneath them.
So how do you stay awake, though? If you're on the shift kind of watching, don't you want to doze off?
Well, I do a split shift sleep.
Wow.
I go home, go to bed, and get up, and then Gina will relieve me generally around 4.
Oh.
And so I can go back to bed a couple of, that's why I'm just now getting to work instead of being here at 7:30.
So can our listeners get a pup date still?
If they want the pup dates, just go to snowangelretrievers.com, and Gina does a daily pup date where she'll send videos and pictures of what did the puppies do today.
Mm.
Right now, it's pretty much, eat, sleep, and watch them nurse. But eventually, it'll be about, here we're going to learn about tunnels and all sorts of things, just getting ready for the world.
Yep, awesome. All right, how can people find you, Todd?
Hey, we're at 217-355-5051.
The boofer says goodbye. So bye,
yep,
boofer.
Farewell.
He's ready to go to work.
Hey, you got it, buddy. Thank you, Dr. Todd Likens at Madison Kirby in Champaign, the Tapman's Towing phone line, a little on puppies and dogs on Tuesday mornings. Okay, we'll be back. I also going to touch on the Michael Orr story. Remember The Blind Side? Quite a movie with the Tuohys and the Mississippi couple mm-hmm. that adopted Michael Orr, and not so happy right now.
Yeah, now there's a lawsuit.
We'll tell you about that coming up. I'll take this break. We'll be back. We'll get into the details, but it's not happy. What's next?
Whether your regular beauty counter has disappeared or you want a beauty refresh, then it's time to visit Merle Norman. Beautiful changes happen every day at Merle Norman. Whether you have a special event coming up or you're just in the mood for something new, you can depend on Merle Norman Cosmetics to satisfy all your beauty needs. From advanced skincare solutions to the latest looks and color, we're locally owned and ready to help you with expert guidance and award-winning products. No wonder we've been the go-to brand for millions of women since 1931. Visit us today at 706 West Marketview Drive, over by Subway.
John, the price of groceries is enough to send somebody into a panic mode these days.
Yeah, especially when the refrigerator goes kaput.
Even more so. We got a call from a customer who had that problem with a freezer load of those expensive groceries.
And that'll keep you awake at night just thinking about it.
Right. So, because Dick Van Dyke stocks the 100 most used parts, we were able to send a factory-trained tech out to her place to fix the problem before she lost any of that food.
And he wasn't some subcontractor either.
Trained right here locally by the team of Dick Van Dyke.
You know, one way to fight inflation?
Yep.
Keep from having to buy expensive stuff twice.
This is Dennis Regan, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store, which means you have the comfort of knowing that if anything goes wrong, we'll make it right. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke, Appliance World. We stand behind what we sell. We offer so much more. Dick Van Dyke, Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Looking for a place to land? Frasca International has cleared the runway. Hi, I'm Kent Dunford, and I've been a part of the Frasca family for over 35 years. Working at Frasca has been a long, enjoyable career and has allowed me to be part of something that truly makes a difference. We directly contribute to safety in the skies worldwide, both commercially and with our military. I've been afforded the opportunity to witness firsthand how our products impact our customers through my years of travel. The culture and atmosphere here at Frasca are family-oriented and flexible, which provides a good work-life balance for everyone. We are currently accepting applications for the following engineering positions: software, aeronautical, mechanical, and field service engineers. We also have positions available for composites and fiberglass technicians, electrical design associates, and project manager. Are you ready to take off? For more information on how you can apply, visit frasca.com/careers.
By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience, several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business. You've changed thousands of diapers, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign-Urbana today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign.